It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is scary. Because I think we've both been in this building, but... Elevator broke in Chicago's famous Hancock building on Friday. The people inside the elevator plummeted from the 95th floor to the 11th floor.
Oh, my God.
Somehow, they weren't hospitalized. Everybody, for the most part, was okay.
Oof, hard landing. Man. I can't.
Or do you jump in the air? They say if you jump in the air.
Yeah, but isn't that like right before you hit?
So, and how do you know when you're going to hit?
Exactly. I'm hoping we land at 11. Jeez. Oh, I can't. A
couple of people said that were in the elevator. Yeah, it was very fast.
Yeah.
And then
we
weren't.
Then we had White Castle. And
everybody was happy.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how this happens, but it's in Florida, and a guy was gambling at a casino last week when a random woman offered to go to his hotel room to give him a massage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't think anything of it.
No.
Didn't think it was suspicious.
Oh, my God.
So he goes, let's go.
They do this everywhere in Florida.
Well, I don't know what happened, but she ended up running off with $70,000 worth of cash, chips, and stuff. And that's what it says in the article.
And stuff.
Cops were able to track her down, though, and they've booked her, and she's behind bars. But I don't know what kind of casinos they have in Florida, but
I don't know, Mike.
I've been in this town a long time like you have. That has never happened to me. Never.
And I don't know that I'd just do the old, okay, what could go wrong?
I can imagine Jody going, where are you going? She says that she'll give me a massage. Yeah. We're going up to the room.
Yeah, not a problem. Funny, honey, stay here. I'll be back down. Oh, geez. Okay, now, what could go wrong? Yeah. Hey, a man in Australia, driving down the street, he was videotaped by another driver. He was playing his trumpet, Mike, while he was he was doing about 70 miles an hour, too, while he played the trumpet. Police don't seem real concerned. They call his actions distracting.
Oh, okay.
he was playing the trumpet. It was a bit distracting, but yeah, that's it. So apparently in Australia,
texting
you're good.
Or playing the trumpet.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you play the trumpet with one hand?
You can if you're really good. I would imagine if he was playing tuba, that would have been a whole different story right there.
Because one side of the
car would have been tipping.
Yeah.
And, well, Mike, in keeping with a call that we got earlier today, controversy erupted at the Grand Slam of Darts in England last week. 47-year-old Gary Anderson of Scotland, he beat 34-year-old Wesley Harms of the Netherlands, went to the quarterfinals, but Wesley said, you know why he won?
Why?
Because he passed gas.
What?
That's why.
Just spoke to Wesley, and besides that, he said you were a class player, and you let him alive in the first session. He said that it was smelly on the stage.
What? Was that farted on stage?
No. I think he thinks you did it.
It was bad. Swear on my kid's life, so help me God. Nothing crossed.
Nothing crossed. Swear on my kid's life, so help me God. Nothing crossed.
I think in the dart world, if you do that, if you swear on your kid's life.
That's big time.
Then
yeah, that's
you're
big
good.
Time. Then he's telling the truth. He definitely is.
You owe me a Coke.
It's a jinx. It's Monday. That's your other news.